Shellfish harvesters is what we call ourselves. Some people say wild pickers, but if you don't understand the world of aquaculture at all, then wild pickers just sounds really bizarre. One of my dear friends and I taught surf lessons together, and we both share this love of working around the tide and working with Mother Nature. And he, for years, kept nudging me very gently, saying, "You should come out. I think you'd really like oystering." It's a different way of hunting for something. We were typically hunting for waves together, and I started doing it, and I love it. So I went out with friends who had been picking for a while. Just to learn safety, like where sinkholes were, where not to walk. There's a black mud in Wellfleet Harbor that's really sticky, and you can get stuck pretty easily. So, how to twist your boot a certain way to not get stuck by yourself, and how to keep your phone battery alive so that if you get stuck, you can call someone. And then it's just going out and getting experience of really just developing the eyes for oysters and the eyes for the right kind of oysters, the right size. I would say the hardest conditions to go out in, but it's a combination of temperature and wind. When it's 29 degrees and a brutal north wind that feels really raw on your skin and can kind of just hit you down to the bones, and you don't really gain it back for quite a while. But that's also part of it. I don't think there's any activity that anybody loves or does where there isn't a harsher, more brutal side that balances out all of the wonderful qualities that it brings to the table. To live by the tide is to live by the moon, is to live by Mother Nature. And though it can cause an erratic schedule in terms of working and living and having a social life, there's something really unique to being a part of this community where you are the only people up at 4 o'clock in the morning in January standing outside in the water waist deep. Even though we're all very solitary and picking off by ourselves, there's a kinship not only with each other as humans, but with the ocean and with what she can provide for us. You're picking up money, depending on what the market price is. You're picking up 40 cents off the ground every time you touch an oyster. That's kind of a real mathematical, economic way to look at it. And then there's like, you're picking up food for other people as well. So you're nourishing your community, or you're bringing an experience for other people, whether it be someone who's coming to Cape Cod and they're going to eat an oyster for the first time. You might be providing that oyster for them, or providing oysters for a family that's been coming here for generations, and they always get 50 oysters when they come.